Learning Masech the Sivam Mestach Ayin Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara, towards the middle of the Amid, brings the Amar Abba Bar Bechanan Rabbi Yechanan, Mitzri Sheini, Shanasa Mitzri Sheina. Someone's the son of a Mitzri, it's a Mitzri Sheini. He marries a Mitzris herself that was Megayr. B'no Shlishi Havoi. His son is a Shlishi. And his Mutta Bekal. Al-Makshava Batsididei Shadinun Lay. So you see, you go back to the father. That's what he held, and the Gemara is mafalp a little bit. And then the Gemara brings of Dimiyam Rabbi Echanan and said, Mitzri Sheini Shanasa Mitzri Sheina B'na Sheini Havoi. He's a Mitzri Sheini. His wife's a Mitzri Sheina. The son is a Mitzri Sheini. Alma Basa Imei Shadinun Lay. So you see, you go back to the mother. Now earlier, the Gemara brought down Lahem. Lahem tells you one of the drashas of Lahem was, Halaycha Chapsulon. That you go back to the apostle. Which means, Rashi says, if let's say a Mitzri marries Yisrael, the son's a Mitzri, and he'll be a Mitzri Sheni, and let's say a Mitzris marries Yisrael, so also the son's a Mitzri and his pasul be a Mitzri Sheni. So you see, if both the father's, if either the father's a Mitzri Rishon, or the mother's a Mitzri Rishena, the son's a Mitzri Sheni, you go both ways to Chumra. And here, Rabbi Yechanan said clearly, if the father's a Mitzri Sheni, and the mother's a Mitzri Sheina, the son's a Shlishi. And Rav Dimi says that you go Basa the Ein. So how do you learn what's the pshat? There it says you go L'chumra by the Av and the Ein. So there's a Machlekes Yishenim how to answer this question. The Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva all say that there's a difference if it was a Nesuei Isser or a Nesuei Heter. There's a klal. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, towards the end of the third parak, that when there's Kedushin v'yesh aveira, you halach achar apostel, and when there's Kedushin and ain aveira, you go back to the zachar. That's what the Mishnah said. It's talking about there being a kayin or a levi. So since there's no aveira, a mitzri is allowed to marry a mitzri, so memela, according to the Be'ech, you go back to the av. If Yisrael would marry a mitzris, so then that there is an aveira. So then, the psul of the aim would go to the vlad, and the vlad would be a mitzri sheni. But if a mitzri sheni marries a mitzris, which is mutter, then you go bas to the av. And if dimi that says you go bas to the sheni, it's also not because aleicha chapsulai. Because what was the Gemara's kasha from Ubi Yerechimai, etc.? Your shenim say the Gemara is mavur, that you go totally bas to the aim. The Gemara says either it's because Ubi Yerechimai, or because you'll learn from Hashem Yevoldu. But there also, since there's no Aveira, so then you go Basa the Aim, either because of Ubi Yerechimai or because of Ashei Yevoldu. But let's say there'd be an Aveira, then even the Av could give a Psul. So that's how they learn the Chilik. When there's an Aveira, then you go L'chumra, either the Av or the Aim could give the son a Psul Mitzri. But if there's no Aveira, so that's the Machlekes, if you go Basa the Av or you go Basa the Aim. And according to both of them, the Yushenim say, it's bein l'kula bein l'chumra. If you go bas to the av, so the av is a mitzri sheni, the son is kosher. If the av is a mitzri rishon, the son is pasul. And who then, if you go bas to the ein, if the ein is a mitzri shnia, even if the father is a mitzri rishon, the son is kosher. And if the ein is a mitzri rishona, the son is pasul. That's the Ramban Rashi Ritva. The Taisa Shanim on the Gemara mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri sheni b'na shlishi. So he says it's only by an Ameini or a Mitzri which is Nasav As Yisrael, but if it's the same Am, then you don't have it. As Mashman Achilik is, if it's two different Amim, one's a Mitzri and one is not, then you go bust to the Psul, doesn't matter whether it's the father or the mother. But if they're both mitzvim, just one's a mitzvi rishon and one's a mitzvi sheni, then you have a machlekes. If you go bas to the father, you go bas to the mother. Taisa Rashi also says this very clearly. The nearly the meichel lekamel the mitzvi shenasa mitzvus. They're both mitzvim. Mitzvi shenasa matzisol, a mitzvi shenasa amainus. So he clearly says even a mitzvi shenasa amainus, which is mutter. By nasa nesina, b'hal lekamer beichan, milahem dershin alecha chapsulan, haynu nesarve buma acheres. There's two different umais. Two different psulim, so then either parent could give their psul. But here it's the same psul. The question is, which generation is it Then there's a shout of the Gobas to the father, the Gobas to the mother. Now there's a Rashi in Kedushin, which the beginning sounds clearly like the Rishenim, like the Ramban, Rashi, Ridvam, and the end sounds a little bit like Tesis Yishanim and the Tesis Arash. Rashi is going on Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Rabbechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, the Mitzvi Sheini Haba, Mitzvi Yishanim Ben Ashlishi. So he says like this, Mitzvi Sheini Shinizgai Rav, Shem Nasa Mitzvi Sheini Shinizgai Rav, he, Ben Ashlishi Mutalis Lishalis, why? The Kaven Diyesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveira, Levesa Vaisim Kina Beki Yisrael. So that sounds exactly like the Yishanim. Since there's no Aveira, you go back to the Father. For how the Aminim Yavamis, Laham Aleich Achab Sulan, Hainu Linyin Yisrael Shnas Amitzah, Mitzvah Seel, Sheesh Kedushin, Ve'yesh Aveira. Then, Ad Gimel Darius Avan Al-Chach HaMitzvi. Devol De Lahem Tziv Achreim Olchem Havodis. Again, so far sounds that the Chilik is if there is an Aveira, is not Aveira. But then he fears us, Aval Inyin Mitzvi U Mitzvah, Lamiklan Hay Lahem Midi, Dabat Avayu Lahem Karina Bey, Hu Mitzvi Vi Mitzvah. Lahem, you can't have Lahem. You know, Lahem means you go bust to the Mitzvah, they're both Mitzvim. Question is which generation? So that sounds a little bit like the Teizer Shanim and the Teizer Rosh. So Teizer says, and it sounds like he's saying in Rashi, V'dikta Karam, Dloy Tema, Dafka Yisrael Shanasa Mitzvah, Shanik HaMachach Psulim, V'shein Shneim Psulim. Don't say that it's only by Yisrael that marries the Mitzvah, since they're not both Psulim, so you can't say Achach Psulim when they're both Psulim. Then you can't say Achach Psulim, because HaMaymi and Mitzvah, they're both Psulim, you go back to the Pagum. El Adav Atoli B'zen, he says Mamish, the Teis in Kedushin, says Mamish like Teis Yishan, Teis Yerosh, K'sheim Shnei Amimim, when they're two different Amimim, Shayach Leimakein. Then you go bus of both psulim. The krabish ne I'm an Ivy, become like a apostle, Shabakal Avam, Avakashne, man, echel, le shaykh le mekain. So it's a shayla what Taisus means. The beginning of Rashi is pretty clear, like the man Rashi Midva, but the end sounds a little bit like Taisus. That's how Taisus seems to learn. Now, the Gemara says later on Anamid Beis, be umais leichacher zacher, nizgayer leichacher apogim shibishneim. And the Gemara says, if a Amaini marries a mitzvah, so you go over to the Pagim Shibishneim. If it's a son, so it's Asa La'ilam, it's an Amaini. If it's a daughter, which it can't be an Amaini, Amaini Vlay Amainis, so Akapanim it's a Mitzri, and it's Asa till the next daughter. So according to Taisus, Yishanim, Taisirash, Taisin Kedushin, it's very good, because there's two different Amin. So you go over to the Pagim Shibishneim. But according to the Rishayim, it says Tali in the Aveira, there is no Aveira. So why do you go over to the Pagim Shibishneim? So, L'chayu the Pshad is, Ravina's arguing. Ravina's the third Shita. The Gemara has Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yechon says, you go up to the Av. You have Rav Dimi that says, you go up to the Aim. And then you have Ravina, Rabbi Yechon, that says, you go Basir, the Pogum, even when there's no Aveira. The Gayan says this Mefurish. And the Bi'er Gran Shulchan Aruch, Simen Vav Esid Gimel, says Mefurish, that's the Pshad. He says, that's why it says, Ki Asa Ravina. It's the third Shita. And you go L'chumra. Now the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisurei Biya Perek Gevez Lachachav, the Rambam says, Mitzvi Sheini Shanasa Mitzvi Sheina, Oy, Mitzvi Rishin Shanasa Mitzvi Shniya Havad Sheini, by both of them, Shanem Abadam Eshe Evadla Makasav Tal Debeledo. So the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam is saying this in Rav Dimi. The Rishinim, clearly, the Ramban Rajid Vasei Rav Dimi goes by to the Ein Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, and they even have a problem. Why did Rav Dimi say, Mitzri Sheini, Shanasa Mitzri Sheini, Bina Sheini, why didn't he also say, Kayach de Teira Adif, Mitzri Rishin, Shanasa Mitzri Shniya, Bina Shlishi? And they go by the name Lakula, and they say, because he's going on Rabbi Abachana. Rabbi Abachana said that a Mitzri Sheini, Shanasa Mitzri Sheina, Bina Shlishi, so he's arguing, no, Bina Sheini, because you go by the name. But really means you go by the name completely. But the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam didn't hold that way. The Rambam held, the Rav Dimi held, going by the same is only Lechumra. Because you have both dinim. You have a din you go by Siddiyav, Mishbuchai Zerezavaisam. You also have a din, Misarubi Arachimai, or Ashe Yavaldu. They also go by Siddiyayim. So you do both ways the Chumran. That's what he held. And he brings the Ramban and the other Rishaynim that say that if Dimi holds you go by Siddiyayim, even Lakula. And the only reason why he didn't say it is because he wanted to argue on Arbechana's case. And he says, Rashi is also Mashman that way. Rashi says, Aleich Acharayim. It sounds like all the time. The tour in Simon Dalad Paskin say you go bust to the aim, Bain Lakula Bain Lakhumra. He passes like Rav Dimi, and he passes like the Rishayim means Bain Lakula Bain Lakhumra. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that, Bashem Yeh Shayman, and he brings the Rambam that says you go both ways Lakhumra. But the Gaon learns not like the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam Shita is Rav Dimi means Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. But the Gaon says that the Rambam is passing like Rav Dimi, not like Rav Dimi. Like we mentioned, there are really three Shitas. Anytime there's no Aveirim, so Rabbi Chana says you go by the father, Rav Dimi says you go by the mother, Rav Dimi says you go by both Lechumra. And that's in the Rambam Batsing. It's being the Yerushalmi also. The Yerushalmi, when he brings the Minyan and Ger Mitzri, Tamid of Rabbi Akiva, that he said, I'm a Ger Mitzri, and I'm married to a Geris Mitzris. And he said, my son's a Ben Ger Mitzri, I'm going to marry him to a Geris Mitzris. That way the Ben Beni will be Kosh Lov of Ko, which is how Rabbi Mechan of Yechanan said it. And Rabbi Akiva told him, no. You have to get him married off to a Baski Geris Mitzris. There should be Gimel Darius Mekan, the Gimel Darius Mekan. So the Shalmi also passes to go both ways the Chumrah. Now the Gemara earlier said that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that held that Mitzri and Mitzris, they're both, you don't say Mitzri by Mitzris, it's both Scharim and Nekeves. And Rabbi Yechanan said, he loved Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Kosev Talim Beleda, and both Scharim and Nekeves are both Asir, Leimatzi other Ragla Beisim Edish. It's at the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the days. Why? Because Kevin of Amar Kal Geir Mikri Kal, since Rabbi Yehuda holds Kal Geir Mikri Kal, so a Mitzri is now in a Mary Geir, so Mitzri Sheni B'mayitur. If we're going to say that the Mitzrim and the Mitzriyais are both Asr, so a Mitzri Sheni can marry a Mitzri Shniya, and then the son will be a Shlishi, L'kuli Alma. According to Berchon, he can marry a Mitzri Shishayna. But if you're going to say that Mitzri Vlay Mitzris, so he won't be able to marry a mitzvah because she's not possible. And Kal Geir Mikri Kal. So she'll be called Kal Hashem. So how will he have a son that's a mitzvah shlishi? Who can he get married to? So Taisus asks Akasha, well, maybe he can get married to an Asina. An Asina is also a psul kal. And the vlad would be kosher. Why would the vlad be kosher? Because according to Rabbi Yechanan, that says a mitzvah sheni shenatz a mitzvah sheni b'na shlishi, so you go basadi day. So why doesn't he marry an Asina? So he says, Rabbi Yechanan here that said that lematzi out of ragel, if he's going like Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, that by a mitzvah sheni shenatz a mitzvah sheni go basadi da. So male by an Asina also, he'll go basadi da, and the child will anyway have a psul Asina. That's the chayyur what he means. In other words, the Gemara's kasha really is like this. According to Ibn Kal Gei and Mikri Kal, if a mitzvah wasn't mutter, if it's mitzvah vay mitzvah, so a mitzvah isn't possible, so what's, if he's going to marry any other possible, so the child will be possible because of that possible. But Taisus kasha is, but Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yechanan holds, the Rabbi Abachanam Rabbi Yechanan holds, they go basiniyav. So the child won't be possible. You go basiniyav. So Taisa says, well, this we're going to have Dini. That says you go bust to the aim. So you see, Mefurish and Taisa, this Taisa held not like the Taisa Shanim and the Taisa Rush and Taisa and Kedushin. Because according to them, the whole Kasha doesn't start. The whole Machlaikis of Dini and Rabbi Bechana, according to the Taisa Shanim and Taisa Rush and Taisa and Kedushin, is Dafka when they're both Mitzrim. So then the Shal Zigo bust to the aim, go bust to the aim, Lagabe Vicheni or Shlishi. Well, let's say one of them is in the scene, there's two Amimin. So then you go about the Psula, Lechach Psula, when they're from two Amimin. Even when there's no Aveira. And the Taisa Rush indeed says this in order to answer this Kasha. The Taisa Rush that we quoted, that makes the Chilik between two Amimin and one Am, is saying it to answer Taisa's Kasha. Taisa's Kasha is, let him marry in the Sina, and the answer is, he goes to Rav Dimi, that you go about to the mother. Taisa Rush says, I think, Stamazai. The whole Shaila Rabbah Chanan of Dimi is when they're both Mitzrim. So then you don't have Lam Halach Achab Sulam because they're both Pasul, they're both Mitzrim. The Shaila is which generation? That's the Shaila of the father or the mother. Now, Shankin, if there's another Psul in the Sina, everyone's masking that either the father or the mother could give over the Psul. Now, Taisa Sir Lachayim holds like the Ramban and the Rashman and the Ridva, that even when it's two separate nations, as long as there's no Aveira, then, according to Rabbi Bachana, you go exclusively bus to the father, and the mother does not transmit any psul to the child, and according to Rabbi Dimi, you go exclusively bus to the mother, and the father doesn't transmit any psul. So that's why the Rabbi Yechanan here was going to give Dimi on Rabbi Yechanan, that the mother can give over a psul. So if he marries in the Sina, it's not Negeah, that the son's a mitzvah shlishi because the son's going to be in the Sina and he won't be mutter lekal. And that's why the only other eitz is that he marries a mitzvah, and that would only shnim if you don't hold mitzvah v'lei mitzvah. That's the Gemara. And that's Rechayna Mamadayik that way, the Tur Evin and the Gil Daf Yadal, which would be Kivega Tzeichen Su, and other Rechayna. Now Tarsus earlier asked the Kasha he should marry a shtukis. Why can't he marry a shtukis? A mitzvah is allowed to marry a shtukis because since it's a suffik kal, so kal vaday v'loy kal suffik, so the shtukis can marry the mitzvah because there's no issa mitzvah on a suffik mamzer, and then again, the son will just be a suffik mamzer, and a suffik mamzer will be kasha. That's what Tarsus asked, and Tarsus said to Teretz that shtukim anat shkiach, I can have a suffik mamzer. And besides, any mamzeris also could be called the E because it came through an Aveira. But Tais didn't ask Akasha, let him just marry a mamzeris. Because that Taisus knew that even according to Rabbi Bachana, mamzer is an exception. I mean, it's really a Mefurish Braisa in Daf Samach Zion in Kedushin. It says, a ger that married a mamzeris of Lad Mamzer, even though there's no Aveira. And you see that also from the Mishnah the Gemara brought. The Mishnah brought, if a mamzer marries a shifchet of lads and eved, and he can mishacher the eved and become a ben chayrin, and the Gemara explains the reason is because each of them had now. Why did he have to marry a shifcha according to Rav Dimi? According to Rav Dimi, he can marry a geiris. Tarsus mamzeris, that the Gemara knew, goes to either one. And the Ramban reads this ice. Now, it's a little bit schwer. Why do we say by other psulim that since there's no avera, you don't say aleichach psulim, and by mamzer we say that layavay loy bekal Hashem aleichach psulim even when there's no avera? I'm not 100% sure. I saw a svara. So the Derech Yam brought the svara and Baron Yafin and the Hagayis to the Ritva, but they say that when it's a din yichus, so then you can go basidayav the shuchais and the meisav veisam, then you go basidayim. Maybe the aim is the one with the yichus. But a mamzer is not a yichus b'chalal, it's a psul, so the psul mistamer goes with either parent. I'm not sure, but that's the chayr what it sounds like. And even according to the Ramban, Rajmer, and Dvar, that say this is saying of going basa the av and basa em is because there's no aveira, and you see from Taisus clearly that even by Nesina, if there's no aveira, according to Rabbi Barbachana, if the aim is in Nesina, the child won't be in Nesina, and according to Rav Dimi l'chayr fakert, if Rav Dimi is saying it bein l'kula bein l'chumra, so if the av is an asin and the mother's not, and there's no aveira, so then vaita, you wouldn't give up soul. But a mamzer, when a mamzer marries a ger, or a geris, or a mamzeris marries a ger, so then it does give up soul. But according to everyone, say according to the Ramban Rajmer Udva, and say according to the Taisir Shanim and the Taisir Rush, which make a chilek, and here that both mitzvim, Mashen came when there's two different am and two different sulim, so then you go aleichach psulim. According to both of them, it's a little shrei, the Gemara's kasha, of Yosef asked the kasha from Yichalim Amzeim Litor, Alma Basad Idashadin Alei, what's the kasha? Anyway, Mamzeris goes Basi either one. So anyway, you have the kasha, you should say Elutameich. The Ramban seems to be bothered by this kasha, but I'm not sure if I understand this text. So again, what do we have? We have the Rishonim that hold that there's a difference when there's an Aveira or not an Aveira. And that difference would apply to everything except for Mamzeris. That whenever there is an Aveira, you go back to the Puzzle. Whenever there's not an Aveira, so then Rabbi Barbachana holds you go back to the Father. Rav Dimi holds you go back to the Mother. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. And then seemingly Ravina on the Namad days would argue and say that even in that case you go back to the Puzzle. Mashekein, the Taisi Shanim, the Taisi Rosh, the Taisi Kedushin, they all, that's not the issue. When it's two different psulim, two different amnin, then you go bas to the pasul, even when there's no Aveira. The only case when you go bas to the father or the mother is when they both have the same soul mitzri, and the question is which generation it's in. And when they have the Rambam, that paskins, that by mitzri rishain, that marries a mitzri shnia, or a mitzvah sheni, a man's mitzvah sheni, in both cases it's a mitzvah sheni. So the Magen Mishnah says he passes the Gavdimi, Rav Dimi says you go by Sinaim and the Av, both ways the Chumra, and the Gaon says he passes like Ravina, that Eloi Chachar Apostle. Now the Achreinim ask another kasha, the Achreinim, the Turevin and Megillah, the Afidal and the Medeis, and the Avnei Meluim, and the Atzei Arazim in Evin Ezer, in the beginning of Simon Dalid. There's a Ramban Rashi in later on, on that Ayin test, I hope to get to it, that holds that a Nesina Midereisa is only also the first generation. Only the first generation of the Sinim is also Midereisa. There's no Isidairis. The second generation is Mutalavi Bakal. It says Loisiskatenba means with the Sheva Umas that actually were Megayer Loisiskatenba. It doesn't say the children. The children are Mutter. That's the din that the Mara says later Midarabanan they were Geyser. So the Ephraim will ask, if that's true, so Nesina is a Psulkal, Midereisa, but her son is Kasha Lakal. So why it's a Chayr Shmer, you have Taisus Kasha. You have a Kasha, Mitzi Sheni B'mayitah, let him marry Nesina. Taisus' answer is, because the Nesina will give a Psul to her son, according to Rav Dimi. But according to Rishenim, there is no Davis by Nesina. So if the Mitzi Sheni marries a Nesina, his son will be a Mitzri Shlishi, because it won't be possible because of Nesina. Nesina is only possible that generation, not the next generation. So, the Turi Evin and Megillah Daf Yudalad and the Avnei Meluim, they both say a Teretz. You could say Fakeh though. Hey, yes, we're going like Rav Dimi, that you go bust the mother. So if you're going to say Mitzri, V'lay Mitzris, so you can't marry a Mitzris, and the Elik Sivkra, if he marries a Nesina, he doesn't have to be a Mitzri Shlishi. Even a Mitzri Rishon that marries a Nesina will be kosher. It's not an Averis, so you go bust the mother. You go bust the mother, so the man is going to be kosher. So if Shmuel Zavsky asks, and I hear Lechayda sounds like it's not a good kasha. If you hold like the Ramban, Rajman, and Ridva, then any time there's no Avera, Rav Dimi is saying you go bust the mother, even Lekula. And that's why the Achreinim are saying, so if he marries in the Sina, even the Mitzri Rishon that marries in the Sina, the Mitzri wouldn't go to the next door. And if he marries the Yisrael Ba'aveira, the Elik Sivkra, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Mitzri Shlishi would only be Negea if he did an Isser, and the Elik Sivkra, that was the Gemara's Kasha. So why is that a Kasha specifically according to Behuda? It should be a Kasha Lamaisa according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Paskin's Mitzri Vlei Mitzris. And Reb Shimon presumably holds Kal Geim Lo Yikri Kal, or even if he holds Kal Geim Yikri Kal, but the same problem. But let's say you hold Kal Geim Lo Yikri Kal, but you happen to hold Mitzri V'lei Mitzris. So how are you going to have a Mitzri Shlishi? If you marry a Geiris, then there's no Avera. And if there's no Avera, so then even a Mitzri Rishon that marries a Geiris, it should be Mutter right away. Mechaya Pliya. In other words, if you hold, like we hold Lamaisa, then a Mitzri and a Mitzris have the din of Mitzri. So you'll say, you go basa her, you go basa dida, and it's the gay in Mitzri Shlishi that you need third generation from the mother's side. The mother, the Mitzris Rishena, her son is pasul. It's not the gay in the father's side. A Mitzri Rishon can marry a Mitzri Shnia, and his son will be kosher. And even if a Mitzri Rishon will marry Giyaris, the son will be kosher. And I think there's no Aveiri, you go basa dida. It's only negay the din shlishi by the mother. But if you hold the mother is kosher, so what's a negay the din shlishi? It would only be negay if there is an aveira. And then you go back to the father. But there is an aveira, so the elik sivkra. He's mefalpel with the kasha, but I don't think the kasha is gebait on the achreinim's teretz. The achreinim's teretz is muchrich in the Ramban Rajman Dvar. They say whenever there's no aveira, they're not mechalik between two amim and then one am. Whenever there's no Avera, they say you go back to the father according to Rabbi Chana and the mother according to Rav Dimi. So even if all Kal Geim Lo Yikri Kal, you have the same problem. Where are you going to find the case of Mitzri Shlishi if you're all Mitzri Vlei Mitzris? You always go back to the mother. Elamai, you don't go back to the mother when there's an Avera, but do you like Hasid Krah? I'm sure Zevsky is mefafel about the Kasha, but I think it's a Pella. I don't see the Teretz. One more Indian. The Gemara was saying that you need both the pasuk of Lahem and Osa Sheyevoldu. If it just says Sheyevoldu, you think the third generation starts from the son. Kamashmon Lahem means it starts from them. But if it would only say Lahem, it wouldn't say Sheyevoldu. You would think if a mitzvah muberes, a pregnant mitzvah becomes a ger, so her son is also called the first generation mitzvi. Kamashmon Sheyevoldu, that the son is called the mitzvi sheni, his son will be mutter. So the Avnei Meluim and Simon Dalet Ais Beis, he asks Akasha, the Gemara later, towards the end of the Amid, says, Tup Shatim, and why muberish in his gaira, the son doesn't need tefila. One pshat is uber yerich imay, and the other pshat is really you don't say uber lav yerich imay, but it's not called the chatzitza because hayne ribisei. The Gemara goes to the amud beis on top because it belongs there. So mele, the tefila of the mother is a tefila for the child. He says the chayr is a big nafkamina. If it's uber yerich imay, so the child's not a ger, the mother's a geris. And the child could be a mitzvah sheni, he's born from a geris. But if you're old, umber lav yerechimai, so the geris is because there's no chetzitza, the child had a tefillah, so the child's a ger. The child's a ger, why isn't the child a mitzvah rishen? What's pshat in the Gemara that a muberish in this guy, hu b'nachat, that you don't say hu b'nachat, the son is a mitzvah sheni? Bishlaim felt ubi yerechimai, he had a tutsnadim. You'd have a tzad to say that that's called first generation, because the geris happened when he was already b'meimai. Kamash Malan, since he never made the Geiris, his mother made the Geiris, his Geiris was Ubi Erechimai, so he's called the second generation. But if you're going to say Ubi Lav Erechimai, and he's a separate entity, and it's his own Geiris, so why isn't he a Mitzvishin? So like Dan Ramum, you have to say it's Xeris Akasiv. Since his Geiris had before his birth, Banam Hashay Yevoldu. Even though he's the Geir, he was a Geir in his mother's stomach, but he was born after the Geiris, that birth gives him a din of a mitzvah sheni. So if Shorzovsky asks, the Ramban and Taisus have a machlokes, Taisus the Memzayin of the day is asked the Kasha earlier, you need a mila before tvila, so what's the Shah Mubarish in his guy of nine shikha tvila? You need a mila before the tvila. So the Rebbe says that the time of the tvila, he wasn't chazil a mila, so then the tvila works without a mila. So Rebbe says he's already a ger because he's not chazil a mila, so you don't need a mila. But the Rabban says no. The Rabban has a raya. The Rabban there brings a raya that mila works after tefila also. Even though chachili do mila first, but if you do mila second, it works. V'har raya, because if berish in his gaira, you did tefila first and then you did mila. So according to Taisus, the gairis is already finished me'imai, because since he wasn't chazil mila, the tefila alone made the gairis. So mela, the later happened after the gairis. You have the avimumus teretz. It's exeris akasim. That since his geiris was before he was born, the birth makes him a mitzvah sheni. But according to Ramban, the geiris was with the mila that came afterwards. He wasn't the geir till after the mila, and that's after the leida. So why isn't he a mitzvah rishon? So he says the teretz that there's the aside from Naftali Trop and Rav Shimon Shkav and Ksuvas Daf Yad Aleph that they say Muberishin is geira be'etzem. He was born from a Jewish mother, so he really doesn't need geiris be'etzem. Why does he need a tefillah? What's Rishab B'nayin Shikha tefillah? Because of Ubi Erechim, and the Gemara says, because of Chatzitza. That's a din, not mitzad the Shem Yisrael. He has a Shem Yisrael either way. That's a din that Hayais, he had a Hayrasa Shalai B'Kedusha, so he's missing Kedushas Yisrael. So the Mila and tefillah is just to give him Kedushas Yisrael. And that's what he explains from there. Hopefully we'll get into it. The Gemara later is Mavurah, that he's considered related to his mother and to the brothers from his mother. Even though you're saying he's a ger, gerish is gang of them. And Terry says, no. He has a shame Yisrael from the mother. He just needs the mila and tefillah for Kedushas Yisrael. So according to that, you could say that since L'maisa, the shame Yisrael is coming from the mother, was a gerish, he's already called a mitzvah sheni, even though he needs his own mila and tefillah for Kedushas Yisrael, but he's called a mitzvah sheni, he's not called a mitzvah rishain, because L'maisa is born from a Jewish mother, that gives him the shame Yisrael. You only need the meal to feel of Kedushas Yisrael, so that's why he's not a Mitzvah Rishon, he's a Mitzvah Sheni.